a unilateral approach or a partial approach if you want to marry through one component of your personality, not all of them integrated together. For example, you can marry through your eyes only, physically. You see somebody, she's very beautiful. Yes, it's the physical thing. Yes, she's okay. Allah, through your eyes, through your physical, component, في wrong approach تاني. مش بقى through the eyes. Through the emotions. I love her. You couldn't imagine. I love her. All the time I'm hearing songs. One day, all the time. I'm not having to gamble to the radio, and she is the only one. Is a band, is a Kurdish. وهي كمان طبعا ساعات البنات هي اللي عندها الايموشنز الحلوه يعني شويه. I love him, dad. I love him. يا ستي he's not Christian at all. What can I do? I love him. Wrong approach. It's not sufficient to love somebody. It's one component. في حد تاني marry through his intellect. يعني هو يقول لي مثلا I am a pharmacist. She is a pharmacist. Her father has three pharmacies. I'm going to get one of them. This is a wrong approach. They marry through their intellect. ويحسبها بالكالكوليتر. And he can take a pharmacy plus a MATLAB, you know? ممكن اللايف تبقى هيل يعني مش الفارماسي اللي هتعمل الهابينس مش الفارماسي اللي هتعمل الهابينس في واحد تاني بقى the partial approach the wrong لازم الواحد في الابروتش بتاعه يبقى هوليستيك يعني يشوف كل حاجة مع بعض. طيب another thing that's wrong to ask for signs يعني يقول لك ايه بص يا رب بقى انا نازل دلوقتي راكب الباص لو شفت البياع الجرايد واقف مش عارف في الحته الشمال دي يبقى انت يو سي اوكي بيحصل ولا لا؟ بيحصل. انا عايز ساينز يا رب عشان اطمن. For sure the devil can make a lot of signs to deceive us. مش كده؟ ممكن الديفل يعمل a lot of signs to deceive us. تالت طريقة بقى رونج اللي هي اللوت القرعة. One of the bishops told me this story. جات له واحدة قالت له ايه سيدنا please I want you to put these three papers على الالتر في الليترشي الله وان قالت له there are three young people and I want to choose one of them are the three equal yes you are submitting yourself to God and anything will coming out of the altar will say yes. Yes. خلاص. حط الثلاث ورقات تحت الصينية وصلى والقداس كله هي واقفة تصلي. وبعد ما خلص جات له فراح مسك الثلاث ورقات ولخبطهم كده ولا تشوز وان. فراحت واخدة واحدة وفتحتها وراحت معيطة. انا ولا واحد تاني اصلا اتس ا بروبلم. يعني يبقى هو مثلا ايه واحد واقف مستني اللوت، اللوت هطلع ايه بقى وعم ايه بيمسي واحد بيصلي طول القداس له ايه هي ايه هي ايه ايه بي لا 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 هي ايه يا رب تطلع ايه سي سي لا 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 هي ايه يا طب ما تروح تاخد ايه. لو طلعت بي بصوا كده لو طلعت بي واخدها هياخدها without being convinced هيبقى مش سعيد لانه خد حاجه غير اللي هو عايز. ولو خد لو خد ايه يبقى كسر اللوت كسر المذبح قال له خد بي. ماي دير فريندز حكايه اللوت دي ما بتتعملش ابدا ابدا الا في كيس واحده بس كومبليت ايكواليتي اوف ذا 3 اور 4 things اللي قدامي for persons and complete submission to God. زي ما بنعمل في القرعة بتاعت البابا حطينا three papers وصلينا وقلنا التلاتة حلوين we selected these three يا رب بس انت select one of them complete equality and complete submission ان يا رب اللي هتقول عليه هتحطه على رسمك. لازم كده when you have any situation of life that needs to make a lot لازم to fulfill these two conditions one complete equality and number two complete submission. ان انا اقول له يا رب انا مش عارف مش نفسي دي بلاش دي ما خلاص نفسك دي خدها قول له يا رب لتكن مشيتك يعني اسم It's your right to choose what you feel is good or that's better. These are wrong approaches that we have in marriage and in taking decisions. One, to have a partial approach. Two, to wait for signs. Three, to make a lot. A holistic approach, like this is the second section in our speech. What can be the holistic approach in order to take the right decision? Our personality is like the fingers of this hand. And this can be read in the Bible about our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord was growing in these five aspects in his personality when he was here in flesh. One, the spirit. Two, the mind. Three, the affections. Four, the physical aspect. Five, the social. When you take a decision, you must look to these five components because these are the components of life in general and of your personality in specific. Our personality is composed of this. If somebody is reading the Bible, Luke 2, he will find that our Lord was growing in كَنَيَمُّ فِي الْحِكْمَةِ اللي هي الايه؟ المايند الانتلكت وَالْقَامَةِ teacher اللي هي البادي physical وَالنَّعْمَةِ اللي هي psych peaceful عند الله in front of God اللي هي spiritual وَالنَّاسِ اللي هي social. Never forget these five aspects of the personality and of life even. أي حاجة تانية هتلاقيها داخلة included في الخمسة دول. That's why when you take a decision, you have to examine and probe the matter in these five aspects together. One, the spirit that prays. Two, the mind, the things. Three, the affections that love. Four, the body that moves. Five, the relations with the people around you. Through these five things, we are going to take the decision. If, for example, it's the decision for marriage. One, the spirit. My dear friends, حقيقي. و without prayer, you cannot reach to the proper decision. مرة كنت في أمريكا في convention زي ده، بس كانوا الجينيور جروب صغيرين، وكان في واحد أبرد هو يعني إيه الليدر معايا، وأنا بديلهم كلمة، وبعدين they sent me a question in paper، بيقولوا لي إيه why X didn't marry till now على الليدر بتاعهم. فأنا طبعا قلت له خد جاوب، ورحت قاعد بس كنت أنسر. فهو قال لهم إيه، 4 years ago أبا موسى was here and when we asked him about marriage he said instead of looking around look upward. I am looking upward since that time till now. Yes, look upward. But look upward means listen to the voice of the Lord. Submit to the will of God. Ask for the guidance of heavens. Even if somebody tells you about some person, yes, listen, pray, examine, probe, ask the Lord. He said, Ya Rab, is this voice coming from you? Is this person is your gift to me? I'm not sure. Please, I want to be sure that this is your choice. In many cases, I like the word, not select your partner, but discover your partner. Select means you are going to select this from this and that and that and that. You are going to be puzzled. But if you are going to discover your partner, you are going, whenever you find somebody, you are going to say, is it you? Is your choice, God? I want to know. Is this the person? I want to know. Please, don't let me be deceived by my eyes, by my emotions, by my mind, to take a partial, you know, approach. I want to know that this is your selection and your choice. And in Arabic it's very good because it sounds يعني like poetry كده. لو تركنا نختار فسوف نحتار. If we are left to choose, we are going to be puzzled because this person is good in certain aspects, not very good in other aspects. How to compare? How to reach the proper decision without the support of the Lord? My dear friends, our minds are limited. 2, we don't know the future of this person. 3, we don't know the inside of this person. Therefore, I cannot know. تقول لا احنا هنا بنقدر نعرف بعض through يعني dating when going out وممكن اوحش من كده كمان عندهم هنا premarital sex بتقول ايه بلد ده عبط. في حاجة اسمها to know the other person through physical things ولا حتى intellectual، لان الانتلكتوال بتاعنا الانتلكت بتاعنا limited. ادي واحد I cannot know the inward you know composition you know of this person. 3, I cannot know the future. Many are of the future. Therefore we love to have the deepest prayer you can pray when you start the marriage procedure, to have the guidance of the Holy Spirit and the leadership of God in your pathway towards a good family, a holy family, full of blessings and happiness. 1, the spirit. 2, the mind. Yes, think. Are we compatible with each other? Can we be complementary to each other? can we afford, can we find that it makes sense? We are on the same level concerning the financial standard, the standard of living. We are brought up in families very close to each other, not, I mean, close concerning relation, or but close concerning the standard of living and so on. ممكن واحد مثلا عندنا مثلا in Egypt كثير منكم فاهم اللي هقوله ده يعني يبقى هو مثلا is coming from a village in Aswan مثلا upper Egypt وياخد جاري من الزمالك ينفع؟ مش معناه بتاع أسوان وحش no but they are not the same type of culture even culture احنا عندنا الكالتشر بتاع ابر ايجيبت ما هواش الكالتشر بتاع الزمالك او هليوبوليس ديرفور يعني مثلا يعني هي طبعا بتبقى سوشيبل واحنا بقى متربيه في الزمالك وكلهم مع بعض يعني بويز اند جيرلز كوميونيكيت توجذر ان فريندشيب وهو بقى very strict بقى على الصعيد بتاع زمان ده فمثلا اول ما ياخدها ويروح يزور حد يجي ابن عمها انا يا ذكرى انت عامله ايه؟ سكري سكري this is very bad ازاي ابن عمك يعمل كده؟ ازاي الله ابن عمي he is my friend انا ما بنحبش كده في السفر ما ينفعش ما ينفعوش مع بعض therefore we have to think it over يعني there should be some sort نفس حكاية هنا فرق الكالتشر يعني الكالتشر differs from the Egyptian to the يعني other cultures مش عايز أقول فين لأن كندا is a multicultural society يعني ما تفتكروش ساعات انتوا تقول Egyptian فرق ليه Egyptian زي الفل ايه يعني أما ليه يعني كلمة pure Canadian ده دي كلمة لأن هو مش Canadian هو European أصلا ولا إيه رأيكم؟ مفيش حد كان هنا في البلد دي قبلين كان كلهم جايين من فين؟ كلهم immigrants فأنت you have your culture with Greek your culture with Indian your culture and well and so on therefore there should be some sort of you know a study that we can get together, communicate, and live in harmony. عشان كده كمان احنا الميكسد مارجز حتى في الديدومينيشنز بنخاف منها مش عشان احنا نارو مش نارو ولا حاجه it's not practical ساعات تبقى مش practical ليه؟ لو هي جايه من مثلا باك جراوند نون اورثودوكس مش واخده مثلا على الصيام وعلى بتاعنا وعلى القداس بتاعنا الطويل ده مش واخده على كده يعني تيجي مثلا اول ما يتجوزوا يقول لها اعمل لنا اكل صيامي يعني ايه صيامي؟ يعني فول بساره عدس حاجه زي كده حاضر كام يوم السجون فاسنج 3 دايز يعني 3 ايام حاضر تعمل له اكل 3 ايام صيامي وتصوم معاه بعدها اسبوعين بس يا الله احنا هنبتدي الصيام الكبير يعني قد ايه؟ just two months يعني طبعا هي هتشد شعرها او تروح لامها مش هتقدر انت برضه هتقول لها ليه كده؟ ده العدس والبصارة أساس النصارى ايه طبعا مش هتقدر ما ايه كوب with you ايه وقت تفتكروا ان احنا يعني عملية نارو مايند ولا حاجة ولا مثلا يعني الهارت بتاعنا لا We love everybody, but there should be homogeneity. And think it over concerning the religion, concerning the denomination, concerning the culture and the type of living. Yes, if somebody can amend himself or herself, okay, go ahead. We are not against that. بس لما يحصل حقيقي amendment with يعني somebody is convinced and it gets to the other in complete, you know, readiness to be homogeneous. And the الاثنين can come to homogeneity together. Therefore, I pray, I think, then I feel. I pray a lot. I think a lot. I feel a bit, not a lot. Why? Because emotions can hide a lot of important things. الحب أعمى. يعني emotions can get you blind. You don't see the other areas. يا حبيبي, she is not spiritual. يا حبيبي, she is not Christian. She is Jewish. مش كده صحيح يعني بس ايه يا حبيبي, طب she will not be homogeneous with you. Difference in culture, difference in standard, difference in such and such things. We are not going to be homogeneous together. And so, Danny, it's a matter of, that's why I say feel a bit. I don't want the love between the two partners to be fiery love. ساعات when emotions are يعني مولعة كده تخبي كل حاجة, it hides everything. We like the love that can be light and not fire. Love is a light and not a fire. For physical, طبعا لازم يكون في physical, يعني compatibility, الاثنين مع بعض, الايج معقول, حتى الفيتشرز and so on. Why not? Because marriage has a physical component. It's good to have this also. But Bardu, في place number four. But in a social, يعني two families can be, يعني في كده social acceptance. يعني around you. يعني كله كده يقولك, it's good, go ahead, God bless you, it's good, مبروك, and so on. يبقى في social acceptability between the two families, even the two communities, and so on. Therefore, we need to have these five working together. It's called the holistic approach. Pray a lot. Cry from the bottom of your heart. Because Jesus is the only guide guaranteed to help you in taking such a decision. Pray a lot. Think a lot. Motivate your intellectuality. And don't just reckon on, feel a bit, have physical homogeneity and social acceptance. Then your approach is a holistic. What are the guarantees? This is the last point. The guarantees that I am taking the decision from God. One, the gospel accepts. Two, peace all around. Three, the result. Yeah, God completes the thing. Number one, the gospel must accept my choice, even for a job. يعني أنا مرة بعت واحد يشتغل في هوتيل, فقابلته بعد كده بقول له ها اشتغلت يا ولا؟ قال لي ايوه. قلت له ايه؟ مسكوك ايه في الهوتيل؟ قال لي البار. بار يا دي المصيبة. يو نو البار اللي هو جرينكس يعني غير المصيبة. قال لي ما تخافش يا سيدنا من البار على ابن يسوع البار. You know البار يعني righteous، ما هو بار يعني righteous، والبار تاني، وفي البار عندكم بتاع اللو مش كده؟ فيعني كل حاجة عندكم بار. لما نقول كمان واحد بار يعني معناه ما اتجوزش يعني كل. لكن I want to say that the gospel must say اللي ما تخافش من البار على ابن يسوع البار. فعلا he didn't taste it، اللي ما دقتهاش سيدنا ما تخافش. كانوا بجد اللي ولا دقتها، انا بيتبقى عندي درينكس وخمرة وبتاع ويسكي تسكر القاهرة كلها، لكن I didn't taste it. سيب ربنا يكون معك، بس try to change your، قال لي I'm trying، وعمال اقول لهم غيروا المكان. One the gospel، مش معقول تاخد decision against the gospel. ده اللي ماشيين للايام دي مش عارف الهوم ومش هوم، حاجة انتي بيبليكال، انتي بيبليكال انتي ناتشرال، يعني حاجة مش ممكن، حاجة مش ممكن. وبعدين عشان خاطر البوليتيكال باور بتاعتهم والفوتس كل حاجة بتتكسر، البايبل بيتكسر والهيومن نيتشر بتتكسر وكل حاجة حتى الاناتومي. صحيح حاجة غريبة، حاجة غريبة. What are they behaving؟ لكن احنا مش against them as people we love them. But they are sick. They need some treatment, some spiritual struggle. Like any other sexual immorality. كل sexual immorality غلط، ودي منهم، one of them. اشمعنى دي اللي حطها كده هنا برواز ونقول it's okay. We blame the Anglican church for this. It's the first church to start this. And we were very angry with them. And Sayyidina al-Baba spoke a lot with them, even with the Archbishop of Canterbury. And he said, oh, you are breaking and violating the Bible. This is not the Bible. And this is not the holiness. It's not holiness. على الأقل it's a sin, like any other sin. And we cannot accept. عشان كده احنا كان نفسنا ان انتوا معايا من الوقت تعملوا حاجه اسمها كويا، Coptic Orthodox Youth Association، ابتدوها في امريكا، في انجلترا، في استراليا، ان شاء الله تبتدوها في كندا in the near future. COYA تبقى organization you can do the Coptic sound. ان احنا يبقى لنا stand بتاعنا في different situations يعني في society. فنقدر نقول this is wrong, this is wrong. Anti-young and anti-biblical and anti-holiness. Something unknown. This we mean the thing, not the person. The persons, we love them. They are any other person. All of us are sinners and struggling. But we cannot accept sin and say it's not sin. The number one, what about the gospel? When you choose a partner, ask the gospel. Does the gospel accept? And then I saw ساعات was it like a Christian girl and she loved a Jewish boy. حبيبي يا بنتي ده Jewish boy هياخدك ال Jewish religion. معلش you are going to deny the Lord. We are going to crucify Jesus once more. This number one, the gospel. Number two, the peace. There should be a peaceable process, full of joy. This is what the ones that are in Samoa, I am a little way, and Farah. I think Farah is someone in the wedding, and Farah. There should be joy, there should be peace. مش كل يوم خناقة وفي الآخر نقول ده من ربنا. ربنا إنسان، ربنا دايما عنده البيس. نبرة ثلاثة الريزلت، يعني نبقى proceeding in the process and submitting ourselves and we are walking under the umbrella of prayer till the last moment. لغاية كرسي الإكليل. We don't know what God may declare. All the time submitting ourselves And we say, the Lord, complete يا رب, تكون مشيئتك, كمل انت يا رب, لغاية ما تكمل الحل. That's okay. يبقى number one in the gospel, acceptance. Number two, the peace all around. And number three, the positive result of the procedure. Then we can say this is God's will. تقولي طب ما ممكن بعد شوية يحصل واحد sick, ويقول له we are. God asked us to carry the cross. مين قال ان دي تبقى ما فيهاش؟ And we asked his guidance and he made these two people one, and now they are one in Christ. Somebody is sick, somebody is something, why not? Let me all the time feel that I'm carrying the cross behind the Lord in acceptance and in happiness. ساعات الإكليل يعني تفشكل على آخر لحظة. أقول لكم الحدوتة دي بسرعة كده بس بالبلدي بالمصري, تعرفوا في حتة public area كده أنا وبتاع وبعدين أم العريس قالت لأم العروسة, جبت البيجامة بتاعت ابني بتاعت الصباحية, كان ليهم نظام زي كده في مرة في البيجامة يعني هم مش فاهمين فاهمين. She, the mother of the bridegroom was asking the mother of the bride, did you get the, someone to eat? Pijama bando of my son for tomorrow? تاني يوم بتاع الولد يعني. قلت لها no. قلت لها why you didn't get it? قلت لها I didn't get it and I'll not give it to you. قلت لها لازم تجيبيها. قلت لها مش هجيبها. قلت لها ما فيش اكليل. وكل حاجة تشكل وطلعوا بقى. دي حقيقي حصلت يا ساعات يبقى المنتاليتي ايه؟ اصل انا بقول لكم على ايه؟ على الريزلت يعني. ممكن الحاجة ممكن حاجة يعني تبقى spoiled في last moment. Therefore I say the result is important. Or three things: the gospel, the peace, and the result. I'm sure they are going to take the right decisions in your life. Praying a lot, thinking a lot, feeling a bit, considering everything in a holistic way. God bless you. Thank you very much. Any comment or question, we can start out with. Yes, Shri.
What did the Archbishop, what did the Archbishop of Canterbury say to His Holiness when he told him
Sharif is asking, what did the Archbishop of Canterbury say to His Holiness? Actually, His Holiness, look at what happened. Archbishop of Canterbury asked His Holiness, yes, but this is St. Paul and not Jesus. St. Paul said homosexuality is wrong, not Jesus. You know that the words of St. Paul were inspired by the Holy Spirit, isn't it? Hello, yes, inspired. Hello, خلاص, you are like the words of Jesus exactly. Hello, yes, but I cannot say no, it's the majority of votes. اللي حصل في الانجليان تشيرش حاجة غريبة جدا. بص اسمعوا اللي جاية دي. لما عملوا فوتنج للهومسكشواليتي في اللامبث كونفرنس لاست 2 years ago 80% من البيشوبس قالوا نو, 80 قالوا نو and 20 قالوا يس. تقولي طب ازاي مشي؟ اقول لك عشان ال 20 كانوا هم من الويسترن وورلد باورفول اند ريتش, والباقيين من الثيرد ويرلد بور, they started to yield because they need their money to live. Imagine. This is a fact. I'm glad because here in Canada, 61 said no, said yes, and 31 said no, and 69 said so 31 said yes. Yani one third accepted, and two thirds refused. عارفين كده؟ يعني انا شفتها بسرعة، انا بحاول اعرف النيوز بتاعتكم انتوا هنا. انتوا عارفين ان جون كريتين قال ان انا احب ان كندا تبقى third country in the world that accepts the same sex marriage. والبوب بوب جون بول is very angry about that, and he attacked and said I will start a campaign against homosexuality, and the Archbishop here of the Catholic Church said that John Chrétien is committing something wrong, he's a Catholic and should not do it. وهو كان لآخر لحظة كان trying to say no, but you know, it's a matter of voting, it will be the matter of voting. It's very bad, you know, to يعني slaughter the principles and on the altar of and your ego. فده اللي حصل مع أرش بيشوب في كاتر. قالوا ده بول اللي قال كده. بول؟ بول ايه ده؟ قالوا سبير باي جاد. قالوا يس. خلاص مش بول. It's the Holy Spirit. Yes, Abuna Athanasius. Come please to the microphone. Yeah, you have a mic.
A comment about prayer before marriage. This is a very short story that was told to me by the late Bishop Amber Beeman of good memory. He told me he had two young people who were married in his in his region in Upper Egypt, and the man was coming almost once or twice a week to complain about the way his wife is treating him. And one day, Amba Beeman was upset and told him, "Did you ever pray before marrying this woman?" And he said, "Sayyidna, I have been praying for 6 months before I even proposed to her." He told him, "What were you praying about?" He said, "I always said, God, let me marry this woman."
Yeah. And God accepted. Sometimes, yes. Sometimes we pray, "Hey, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, my will be done." It's thy will, my will be done. Sometimes. But I have a story, Madame Abuna Athanasius. I have a story with somebody. I know the persons of this story. A young man and his niece, Bint Ammu, cousin, or my niece, I mean, Bint Ukhtu, Bint Ammu, his cousin. فايه انتوا عارفين لا انا بنت عمه بنت عمه يعني انتوا عارفين this is an old story that occurred probably 60-70 years ago, لكن it's a good story. هو بنت عمه عندهم زمان في الفيليجز كان يقول لك يا فلان لفلانة يعني خلاص وهم بيبيز يقول لك دول لبعض are going to get them married to each other. ما كان فيه بالوقت بقى I choose انا مش عارف ايه كان العتاب بصراحة يعني. فأول هي this boy became a young man and then he entered the theological seminary and finished his studies, and the bishop said to him go to marry in order to be ordained as a priest. فرح لعمه قال له my uncle I want your daughter as you promised to marry because Sayyidina will bring me as a priest. قال له no, I'll not give her to you. Why uncle? It's an agreement between you and dad many years ago when we were very young. قال له no, I will not give you. Okay, زال قوي ورجع لابوه قال له uncle refused to give me his daughter. قال له يا ابني هنعمل ايه؟ ربنا يرتب تكون مشيئته. and she married. And he selected another girl and he married her. And he was ordained as a priest. And next year, while his cousin were giving birth to a baby, she passed away. She passed. هو بقى priest, مالك لسه recent, قال له يا رب انا كنت اعرف منين ان هي span of life بتاعها 1 year, كنت اعرف منين وانا priest لو كنت اتجوزتها and she died كنت هعيش ازاي in a village as a priest. It's very difficult how to take the confessions of the girls, how to take to enter the homes and he thanked the Lord because she said, or her uncle, his uncle said no, and he lived with his wife almost 55 years of marriage.
Wow.
And he saw the fourth generation. يعني ابنه بقى priest وهو شاف grandsons بتوع ابنه. And they lived a very peaceful life. Who knows the future? مرة كنت بقول الستوري دي in a youth meeting in Asyut, I remember. كلهم youth, about 5,000 youth. In Asyut, كل university فيها meeting واحد في cathedral جد. وبعدين اتنين, two young people, كل واحد فيهم كان loving a certain girl يعني في university. فغمز اليوم وقال له سامع بيقول ايه وانا بوعز يوم قال له سامع بيقول ايه قال له سيبك منه leave them because they are insisting to take the girls as wives in the future yeah. And they left. وبعدين تاني يوم الصبح اتقابلوا مع بعض the two guys in the college. قال له ولا عرفت تنام؟ قالوا لا ما عرفتش تنام يمكن البنت تكون هتعيش 1 year. قال له خلاص هنسيبها لربنا وانا كاين تليد انتوا طبعا هم اللي ضحكوا لي بعد كده قالوا لي امبارح وانت بتقول كل واحد قال لي سيبك منه قلت بس يعني بصراحه حطيناها في مخنا Who knows the future? None but God. Therefore, cling to the Savior and ask Him to be guiding you in this marriage procedure and all your life and in all decisions of life. Any comment or lack of favor? Yes.
How can we train ourselves to say that our will would be God's will?
That's a good question. How to train ourselves in our way to be God's will? It's a matter of a learning process. It's a learning process. Yani I submit myself 25% in this situation. And then I discover that it was wrong. Next experience, I submit myself but 50%. Oh, it was also then I submit my 75. Then I said totally. It's a learning process. Whenever I submit, I have a good experience that God made the best thing. In my life I had this experience many, many times. Many situations of life I said to Rabbina, look it up. And then I discovered that He was doing the best thing for me. Therefore, day after day, experience after experience, we're going to be learned and then we're going to be submitting ourselves with pleasure to the Lord. It's learning procedure. Yes?
I have a question about what you said concerning the balance between using your mind and being able to control your emotion. You said that we should feel just a bit. But realistically, how can we control our emotions?
By motivating the mind and the spirit. Motivating. If my mind is acting vigorously, thinking, And my spirit is praying and I have a deep love with the Lord. Then my emotions will get calm and calm day after day. It starts like fire, but it will become quiet for the very beginning, day after day, because I am submitting my emotions to my mind and to my spirit. How was the human being given? And the spirit or mind are controlling the emotions of the body. Therefore, if your spirit is nourished through love of Christ, and your mind is activated, thinking and studying, then your emotions are going to be calm. They start as, you know, vigorous and prompt, like in Shwayatihda, and when the emotions get calm, you can take the proper decision. Arta Zayli, in boiling water, the windy muscle with boiling water, too Maya boiling, machufish straw, rafi ashaya fil Maya, you cannot watch it. When the, you know, it gets calm, then the straw will float, you're going to see it. Therefore, punish my spirit, activate and motivate my mind, then the emotions will be calm and the body also will be calm. They are not going to guide me. The body and the mind and spirit will guide the body and the emotions. Yes? Sorry? Can we get out the microphone?
The fascinating story of choosing the wife of Isaac and the servant of Abraham, he gave a sign for, he asked
For sure, in the Old Testament, we had in the Holy Spirit inside us. واخدين بالكم؟ Eliezer of Damascus, إذا ما كانش a believer, he himself was not a believer. And he found it this way, God tell me through sign. But, a big but, we have the Holy Spirit. And therefore we must not put signs as something to guide us. One builder concerning difference of culture, and واحد من Canadian يتجوز واحدة من Egypt. اللي بيحصل بيننا يعني دلوقتي. It's not, there is no big difference between the two cultures, not because you are raised up in an Egyptian family. If you marry somebody coming from Egypt, it's okay, but study things thoroughly, and that's it. Study things thoroughly. If you rush because of, you know, time and so on, and then I remember one of you, a young man came to Cairo and wanted to marry, and he started to select this and that. In the end, راح الواحدة وقال لها, I want to marry you. A little, I don't know you. Allah, you can ask Amma Musa about me. She came to my office, well, a little, do you know this guy? I said, yes. He is one of the most beloved young people in America. He is a shamas and a holy man. You can take him, and I'm responsible for this. Sahih, because I can, you know, I know him. فهي قالت له, do you know who am I? قلت لها, no. قالت لي, I am the daughter of X. Oh, her father is a friend of mine 50 years ago. We were very, you know, very. Then I said, if you are my daughter, I'll give you to this guy. I'm very glad to do. And I made the engagement in my office. He was going to the airport. Yes, I made the, very quickly the engagement, the two families very quickly. And he left to the States, and then he came back. They were married, they have now children, they are very happy with each other. Study things thoroughly and pray, everything. Thank you very much, it's more than enough. I shall reply to the people watching. Group picture, the group. Peter.
Thank you very much, Sayedna. Just to let everyone know, right now we're going to have group pictures. It's going to be held outside. If anyone's got their cameras, please go pick them up from your rooms. And I don't know if where the plane is, out in the front, that's where we're going to take the pictures. And hold on, somebody wants to say something? Oh no, we have a slideshow.
Hi guys, I won't take so much of your time, just a couple of minutes to introduce the organizations that we've come up with at our universities in the past couple of years. Those of you from Montreal probably have heard already about Port Nova and ICON. They are three associations at Université de Montréal, McGill, and Concordia, Coptic Orthodox organizations that are put together by our youth, for our youth, and also for making activities not only for the Coptic Orthodox, but also to begin preaching and or make known the Orthodox faith to those outside. So one of the main goals would be achieved straight from this verse: fulfill joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. So the first goal is, as the purpose of this presentation is, to get even the three organizations from the three universities work together very often when there are speakers or events at either of the universities. It's advertised in all three universities, and the three associations work together. Some of the activities that we do are prayer meetings. All three universities hold regular prayer meetings, which are open to all. Bible studies as well. I think two of the three universities hold regular weekly Bible studies. Once every month or every couple of months, we try to have a holy liturgy downtown for those who are unable to make it Sundays, who work, or if it's more convenient. We also have lectures, and the more lectures we have, the more we try to get people from outside. We try to get specialists, and in the upcoming year we're going to especially try to do that, try to get maybe people from the Orthodox Church, but not necessarily from Montreal, to come speak.